Alex Verdugo. There is a report from Chris Contillo is his name, a reporter in Boston, that the Mets are one of the many teams. It's not just the Mets. There's about four or five teams, including the Pittsburgh Pirates, who have checked in on Alex Verdugo. So I'm trying to figure out what other smallish pieces the Mets are trying to add. And I think that they definitely would add one more bat in that outfield DH mix. I think Jesse Winker is the guy most of us prefer. The advantage that a guy like Verdugo has on Winker is that he's better defensively. And certainly that could be something David Stearns likes. But I don't love adding Alex Verdugo. And it's not because I'm anti-Yankees or I'm anti what he would be for this team. I just think that Winker's a better option. Like that, I'll make it as simple as that. Like, while Verdugo will give you more glove and certainly is a better defensive outfielder, I don't think we're going to see a lot of Brandon Nimmo in center field. And I know the Mets made that offer to Teoscar Hernandez, and I'm still digesting that, like what the thought is. And I think the thought is, along with bringing Pete back, assuming that they can, they want to add another extra bat to this mix in the DH outfield role. Teoscar Hernandez certainly would do that. I even believe with Anthony Santander, they'll be in on him if it's a short-term deal. Right now, I think Anthony Santander is probably still asking for a five-year contract and may end up getting that from a team like Toronto. But just reading the tea leaves on their interest in Hernandez, their interest even in Verdugo, and the way this roster is constructed, I think Jesse Winker is a backup plan. Now, maybe to a lot of us, he should be more than a backup plan, that having Winker and, let's say, Starling Marte platooning at DH with Winker getting some at-bats in the outfield is not necessarily the worst thing in the world. But I think what David Stearns is trying to do here is say, if I can get one of the bigger bats on a short-term big AAV deal like they tried to do with Teoscar Hernandez, and like I think they'll even sort of try to do with Anthony Santander, then sure, why not? And Jesse Winker's kind of like a backup plan. And I think Alex Verdugo would be a backup plan too. Like, I think he kind of fits that mold of guy who can play the outfield, guy who can DH a little bit, not an everyday player. Like, I don't think the Mets signed Verdugo and he's the left fielder and Brandon Nimmo play center. I think what I've laid out most of this offseason of Tyrone Taylor and Jose Siri getting a bulk of the time in center, and then maybe one of the younger players getting an opportunity to play center field, whether it's Chet Williams or it's Luis Angel Acuna, I still think that's the plan. So I view Verdugo as someone, yeah, the Mets are probably checking in on, but I think he's more of a backup plan. Now, I don't want to excite everybody like they're going to get Anthony Santander, but I think if they were willing to offer 2 years big money to Teoscar, they'll offer the same thing to Santander. And unfortunately, I think Alonso's in that same grouping of players. Not that it would be one of the other, but that if it's short-term and it's big money, David Stearns is interested. We're learning a lot about David Stearns, and one of the things I think I have figured out now about a year plus of him being the team president is that he doesn't want to give long-term contracts to guys in his 30s, and that even includes our very own player like Pete Alonso. Now, Sean Manaea ended up getting a three-year deal. That's probably on the borderline of how far he'd want to go with an older player, but he's not afraid of trying to get those older players on big money, short-term deals. And that's the advantage of Steve Cohen. So when I saw Verdugo, I know the initial reaction is to make the same jokes, another former Yankee, blah, blah, blah. I think he kind of fits the back end mold of just adding another bat, but I would put Santander ahead of him. I would put Winker ahead of him personally, but I think Winker is also kind of in that second tier of bats that you can add to mostly DH, but also play the outfield. Look, in Verdugo's case, he's such an asset defensively that if they did sign him instead of Winker, I could see more of him playing the field and Brandon Nimmo DHing and Juan Soto DHing.